A bit more pop music terminology now. Crossover is when a song or an act associated with one genre becomes popular in another. Heartbreak Hotel, for example, was a hit on the rock and on the country music charts. Same song, same singer. Fusion is an attempt to merge two styles in the hope of reaching two audiences. The blend can be forced and awkward and is usually rejected by both sets of listeners, but sometimes unusual collaborations find something new. From Seattle, Marcy Silman of member station KUOW reports on a merger in progress called Subset.
On a recent Friday night in a stultifyingly hot room crammed with musical instruments, three thin white guys dressed in Seattle chic, baggy shorts and button-down shirts, surround a very large black man who's eating a bag of greasy French fries.
Baby! Oh, Dave, you're right. This
is where millionaires hang out. Well, maybe not. And if Anthony Ray, better known to his fans as Sir Mix-a-Lot, is not a millionaire, he's at least a million seller. His 1991 song, Baby Got Back, won him a Grammy Award.
Baby got back. Yeah, baby. When it comes to females, Cosmo ain't got nothing to do with my collection. 36, 24, 36. Only if she's 5'3".
But the records that followed didn't sell as well, and Sir Mix-a-Lot found himself stuck, tagged as the man who sang about women with big butts.
The creative side of me was like, we got to do something different. But the record company was like, you know, Baby Got Back was really big. Can you do Baby Got Breasts, Feet, Ears? Can you, you know? And I kept trying to recreate and rehash and kind of whip a dead horse, so to speak. And it got old. It wasn't about music anymore. It was about a paycheck.
Sir Mix-a-Lot's manager suggested he get one of the hot Seattle rock bands to work on a cover with him, a la the Run-DMC Aerosmith collaboration Walk This Way. Sir Mix-a-Lot was skeptical at first.
I didn't want a band that was so hell-bent on being cool that the music sucked. And there's a lot of bands like that, a lot of rap artists like that. You know, I mean, I listen to a lot of rappers now that sound like a formula. It's like, okay, four bars of cussing, give me eight bars of chorus, and then a weak-ass verse. And then shoot somebody, you know. Really, I mean, it's like, and I got sick of, and rock bands are doing the same thing. They were all following Kurt Cobain's Quiet Than the Storm kind of formula, and it was kind of tired. These guys don't do that.
Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country.
The presidents of the United States of America built their two platinum-selling albums on lightweight songs about juicy fruits and yowling cats. Then in late 1997, at the height of their popularity, songwriter and guitarist Chris Belusa, the presidents decided to break up.
Actually, I remember being a little kid and looking at the Sex Pistols in magazines, and then they broke up, and I was like, wow, that's so cool. They were a band for like 5 months. That's great. So I even actually had these urges to quit during the hoopla for the first record. I was just like, wouldn't it be so great to just go, nope, sorry, not interested. But, of course,
which we should have done, because then we would have gotten re-signed for about $10 kajillion to some new record label.
Guitarist Dave Dieterer says when Sir Mix-a-Lot first contacted the presidents about working together, they were too busy. But all that changed after the band broke up.
He called us last summer, and sure, we weren't a band anymore, so why not? Sure, we'll go into the studio for a day, just for the fun of it, and record a few instrumentals, which we then gave to Anthony, and he wrote some words for him, and they turned out great.
This whole stroll, we can't stop getting old. We drop bombs on black gold. We can't stop us. We like blood on big screens. You lie about my history. You hate responsibility. We can't stop.
And then we played this show in mid-December where we played two songs, opening up for Sir Mix-a-Lot. And the place went crazy and the song sounded great. And we all sort of, in January, February, we all thought,
So wrong, so what's all the fuss? We can't stop us. Kicked right in the brain, but we come bouncing off the floor. You take a bite out of my mind, you'll find it's rotten to the core.
We can't stop, so we think so.
Chris Ballew says the name Subset came to him in a dream, and they kept it because it was as good as any for describing music that tries to go beyond simply laying rap lyrics over rock instrumentals.
Subset, I think one reason we kept the name is it kind of describes the music. It's down low, it's bass heavy, it's driving, it's riff heavy, and it's just kind of badass. You know, and it's great to be badass and plant our feet on the stage and play after that whole trampoline act that were the president's work.
Subset's musical mix works because the rapper and the pop musicians actually have a lot in common, according to journalist Kevin Roberts. He writes for both the British Press and Seattle's music monthly, The Rocket. Roberts says the Presidents and Sir Mix-a-Lot both stood out from Seattle's music scene at a time when it was best known for grunge.
They were a bit lighter-hearted about it. Their playing was, you know, they were just a lot less earnest than everybody. And it was kind of like, hey, you know, we're having a good time. Why don't you have a good time?
Roberts says the musicians seem to be serious about their new venture. Even though none of them currently has a record contract, he doesn't think they're playing together because they need the money.
I wasn't sure at first whether, is this just a novelty idea? You know, like, let's hook up and do a single and maybe get a bit of exposure out of it, or just do it for a laugh. I'm addicted to the pain. I'm addicted to the pain. If they could put it in a pipe. I was first in line to get my screen wiped. I had the green light to get the Mac cracking and keep the bank stacking and gold niggas asking about the lack of plants in my house because I'm a bachelor and baby needs a way out. But certainly, if they didn't like playing music, there's no reason they would need to do anything that was even remotely high profile. They could just play in Seattle clubs until we all keeled over and died, really.
In fact, Seattle clubs are exactly where Subset has been performing, and that's where Sir Mix-a-Lot would like to stay. He doesn't miss the large venues he used to play.
When Baby got back here, I was like, every night it was 10,000 something out there. I don't know what it was. I think those are people. I don't know if they're ants. Or, they got a lot of lights on them. I know that. You know, I couldn't identify. And now it's like right up close and touching hands. And this is the bomb for me. I'm having a ball.
Subset is venturing out of Seattle for a West Coast tour at the end of this month. The group is still shopping a demo tape to record companies, hoping one will bite. For NPR News, I'm Marcy Silman in Seattle.